Little John, Santa Rosa, California, February 24, 1874. Much respected brother, W.H. Little John. We have not forgotten you, although we have not written you. We did design to visit you before coming to the coast again, but every day brought some new cares and pressing duties until the period of our stay was ended. We regret very much that we could not have the much desired privilege of calling upon you. We would esteem it a great favor to hear from you occasionally. We feel anxious for your health. My husband has the same solicitude for your welfare as myself, often speaking of you and your affliction with feelings of sorrow and regret. We feel that we cannot be reconciled to your being confined at home when your able gift is so much needed in the field. My husband is improving in health. He is not free from dyspepsia, but is much stronger than when we last met you. The post office is about 1 mile from where we live. The mail leaves at 7 in the morning and is distributed about 7 at night. We receive our mail, read the letters, and frequently sit up until midnight answering letters. We then arise early and walk before breakfast to the post office, frequently in the rains, and walk to the post office for letters at night. My husband could not do this last winter. My health is excellent. Sister Hall is in good health, cheerful, and happy. We have the charge of 2 little girls of Mr. Walling's, aged 4 and 6 years. They are placed in my charge to be molded and disciplined, and I have managed them as I did my own children. One, the youngest, was a most stubborn child, but we have her under perfect control without whipping or scolding. We are decided and uniform, and we have them think that it will not answer at all for them to have their own way, for they would be very unhappy. We do not pet and indulge them as children are generally, but we seek to make them happy, and I think I never saw children as happy as these. From morning until night, it is singing and happy laughter. Children who are indulged to do as they wish and have their own way in almost everything are not happy. Last Sabbath and first day we spent in San Francisco. We had a very free time in speaking to the people. Sunday we rowed in a sailboat 7 miles across the bay to Oakland. I think this was the most beautiful place I have visited in my life in this world. The shade trees are mostly evergreen, fragrant cedars. The air is perfumed with their odor.